Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. So here's the question, and there's a lot of debate over this question. When is this perfect? When that which is perfect is come. Many people believe that this is referring to the coming of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is perfect, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That many people believe that that's what verse number 10 is talking about. When that which is perfect is come, when Jesus has come, then those supernatural gifts would be done away with. I don't hold to that belief. I believe that what he's speaking about here is the completed Word of God. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but I just want to lay a foundation as we get into this study this morning about when that which is perfect is come. In Paul's mind, it was that completed Word of God, because we only had part of it. Back in Paul's day, they only had part of it. It wasn't until about AD 95 when John the Apostle on the Isle of Patmos received what we call the revelation of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. That was God's final word to mankind, and God's Bible was completed. But anyway, the word perfect here in verse number 10 is the Greek word teleos. And that word perfect, it means to be finished, brought to its end, to be complete. There's different meanings of the word perfect. Sometimes it means mature, as a man would grow in the Lord. It talks about being perfect. Well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's sinless. It's talking about being mature in Christ. The word here, perfect, literally means, again, it means finished. It means brought to an end. It means complete. So just the meaning of that word cannot mean the Lord Jesus Christ. When it talks about when it's completed, because Jesus is God and all in all. Are you following? And it talks about brought to its end. Well, Jesus Christ is, he says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last and everything in between. So this word perfect cannot refer to Jesus Christ. It must refer to something else. And I'm not in the Greek language. Doug is here. Temple Meek is out preaching somewhere. They're the Greek theologians. But I did look this up. The word is it neuter? The word's a neuter word, okay? Okay, that means nothing to y'all but to Doug and these smart aleck guys. I have a hard enough time with English. But it's a neuter meaning, and it's not masculine or something. It doesn't refer to a person. It refers to, Doug was neuter, referred, kind of a thing. It's a noun, a thing. Okay, so there's a couple reasons that the word perfect cannot refer to Jesus in the Greek, and I'm not a Greek scholar. And even if you didn't know the Greek, okay, by the way, I like this idea. The Bible's formatted so even the smallest child can understand. Amen, preacher. Okay, you don't have to have all the language, and it's good to have the language. It's good, I'm not taking it, but God can put the Bible together and makes it so that even the simple-minded, the simplest of minds, could understand what he's saying here. So the word perfect is the Greek word. It means finished, brought to its end, complete. This is speaking of the finished, completed Word of God. We're going to look at that in just a minute. The Bible, God's divine library of 66 divinely inspired books of over 40 different authors in a span of 1,500 years, God's word now is complete. We don't have any other final revelation, even though there's been other religions and others that, whether it's the Book of Mormon and other things, okay, that angels revealed truths or God revealed other truths. No, all we need now is God's completed word. That's enough for me. By the way, ain't it enough? It's God's word, okay? God's word is complete. Matter of fact, Revelation 22, and I won't go to that, time won't allow it, verses 18 and 19, talks about God's word. If any man takes away from God's word or adds to God's word, awful things will happen. You don't mess with God's word because it's complete. It's final, so don't add to it and don't take away from it. Why? Because it's complete. It's perfect. Matter of fact, we read in Psalm 119, every word of God is what? It's not only forever, but it's also pure. And every time I think of the word pure, I'm dating myself. I don't think they have these commercials anymore. Matter of fact, we don't have good commercials on TV anymore. Used to growing up, they used to have good commercials on TV, if there's such a thing. But remember Ivory Soap? Had the Ivory Soap commercial. They said, Ivory Soap, it's soap, it's 99.44% pure. It's so pure, it floats. Well, the Bible isn't 99.44% pure. It's 100, and if it's possible, 110% pure. I have a real problem with preachers, and they mean well, who get us in the pulpit and say that our King James Bible has mistranslated some words, and they can say it should be better rendered this such. I'm here to tell you there's not one mistranslated word in our King James Bible. The problem's not here. The problem is here. Amen, preacher. So when he's talking about that, when that which is perfect is come, he's talking about that written word of God. That when the book of the Revelation is completed about around 90, AD 95, the spiritual gifts from God would cease. Let me give you an example of this. The Apostle Paul, that great apostle, we find some instances in his ministry where he had some difficulties in his latter days. Matter of fact, the last book the Apostle Paul wrote, which would be at the end of his ministry, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 20, the Apostle Paul said this, I left Trophimus, how do you say that? Trophimus. I left him Miletus sick. Isn't that interesting? Paul, the apostle, he used to heal people. Matter of fact, I got notes here and I want, you know, in Acts chapter number 14, verse 8 through 10, he healed a crippled man that was crippled from birth in Lystra. The Bible says he was crippled from his mother's womb. And Paul came and healed that man, and the man was able to walk. So Paul had the ability to heal early in his ministry. Matter of fact, I love this one in Acts chapter 19. Again, time won't allow because I got a lot to do here, a lot to talk about this morning. Reference that, Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. The Bible tells us that in Ephesus, special miracles occurred in Ephesus, where even clothes or handkerchiefs that was on the body of Paul, that if people got that handkerchief, now you wouldn't want my handkerchief, but if you got a hold of Paul's handkerchief, read it, and it's neat. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, you get a hold of Paul's handkerchief, guess what? You got healed. Things of that nature, it was neat. In Philippians chapter number 2, Paul wrote, Epaphroditus was sick unto the point of death. Here's my question then. Paul the apostle had the ability to heal, and we see that he even had, I love these. These faith-healing preachers, they got them healing cloths. Where do you think they got that from? You know, from Paul. They ain't no such thing as healing. But Paul did. He had the real thing, man. Anyway, he had the real healing cloths. Well, later in Paul's ministry, he lost that ability to heal because he left Trophimus sick, Epaphroditus, to the point of death. If you read that in Philippians chapter 2, 27, he left him there, Epaphroditus, to the point of death. And he said, I was distressing because I thought he was going to die. Well, Paul, why didn't you heal him? Obviously, Paul lost his gift of healing. Let me give you one more.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.